Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. And welcome to our first podcast. We have been entrepreneurs for the last 14 years, growing a final expense agency that now produces over $12 million a year. But our true passion lies in growing and developing people. We have three kids, and yes, we are husband and wife team that works together, and it can be a challenge at times. But we love adding value to people's lives, and this podcast is all about you. The quote of the day today that we're going to focus on, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And I love this quote, and we will dive into that momentarily. But before we do that, let's start from a little bit about the beginning and a little bit about how Hyped formed. And David, how did we end up here?
Yeah, that's a good question, babe. Yeah, we're excited to be here. This has been a long journey. So like Lindsay said, I'm David Curry. I was born 1985, 7 a.m., February 26th. I thought I would just break the ice up for you a little bit there. We are not going to go that far back. We are going to talk about when our journey here in business together started. And that was in 2014. So Lindsay and I were both kind of entrepreneurs. I was a golf professional trying to make my way, and she was running a boutique trying to do her thing. And we had to figure out a different path, you know, figure out how to pay the bills, how to make more money and spend less time doing it. So, it's been a long journey since we started, in the insurance industry. So, when I thought about where this all began, you know, it's funny that it took me back to one of our early mentors. And I remember, so we were hot and heavy, and it was me and Lindsay and another business partner of ours that's been my best friend since four years old. So like, you know, we've always considered ourselves this triangle. And we were always banging the doors down of the guys that are sitting in the seats that we were wanting to get to. And we're like, man, what's the secret? What's the play? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? There's got to be something. Like, who do I call? How do I start? How do I go to where you're at? And every time we would ask him this question, every time we would get around these guys, it was, you just got to grow yourself. Just grow yourself. Just grow yourself. And, you know, I was an athlete and I never prided myself on my academic record. So by growing myself or ourselves, he meant like dive into some books and start picking up and growing your mindset, growing your ability to be bigger so you can pour more out. You know, what we've learned is if we don't have it, we don't have anything to pour out. And at that time, that did not resonate. We were not mature enough to understand that if we grow ourselves, eventually we will attract others. We will be able to add value to other people, and we'll be able to pour out into these people that we're searching for to grow our business with. So that was it. We picked up these books, and to today's quote or theme of if it's meant to be, it's up to me. Extreme Ownership was one of those books that really set that foundation in place for us of this deal's on our shoulders. And if we're not driving that bus forward, it's probably not going to go where we want it to go, or it's probably not going to ever go anywhere. So that was it. And it's been such a long journey since then, right? But it all started with just picking up a book, which was a very different thought for where I was at that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, David, I think back to, you know, our mentor that had encouraged us as far as picking up books and reading, and you will eventually start attracting those people. And it placed in 2018, we were actually at the 8% Nation Conference. It was actually their first conference. And I'll never forget Coach Burt. He is a world-renowned speaker, a business coach. He's won several national titles as a coach in basketball. And I was thinking, he was up on stage at this conference and he said, everyone needs a coach. And it was like a light bulb went off. It was like, ding, ding, ding. Because at that point in our career, we had been in the final expense space for 3 years, selling, growing an agency. And at that point, I turned to David and I said, that's what we need. Do you remember this? We need a coach. And
I do remember that. I wasn't as quick to jump into the idea of taking on a coach. But yeah, it makes sense, right? Like, we've both been athletes, and I remember the thought process of all these professional athletes that have taken themselves to the highest level of in their industry. They've got a mentor. They've got a coach. They've got somebody holding them accountable and pushing them and challenging what they may see. And so as an athlete, that just made sense.
Absolutely. And I was actually a former University of Louisville Lady Bird, go Cards, 2-time national champion. So when Coach Burt said that, I'm like, he's right. I've always had a coach growing up dancing. I've always had a coach or a mentor or someone that has held me accountable along the way. And so, you know, fast forward the next month, we were at the Christmas party within our business. And at that time, we were leading about a team of 15 agents, and we had been selling a lot. And I thought to myself, we're gonna place number one at this Christmas party. I knew by our numbers, our production, we were tracking, our numbers were superseding the other teams within the groups. And as anyone that's listening to this call right now or listening to this podcast, every thought, I know I'm going to be in first place, and then you get second place. Anyone? I know, show of hands, anyone? And at that point, we took second place, and I guess I didn't have a very good poker face because it was kind of written all over my face that I assumed we were getting first, and we came in second. And there was just one conversation that took place that evening that changed the trajectory of our leadership game. It really was. It was one conversation, and it was a gentleman at the Christmas party, a professor from WKU who specializes in the DISC language, and he approached me at that time, and he said, you should have been number one. Your team should have been number one. And I said, I know. We should have been number one. I mean, he knew how to get right on my street. He knew what I was thinking, and I replied, I know. And he said, I can help you get there. And that's all I needed to hear. I can help you get there. And so, you know, when I think about this podcast, and yes, it's our first one, and I think about those things, he is one, you know, just one conversation can help change the trajectory of where you're wanting to go in business. And it's just one little swivel to the right versus the left that really helps you get traction in business. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, no, you're so right. And that one decision, I remember with Chris Derry and Coach Derry, he developed a sales program there at WKU. He's been a supreme mentor for us and made us so much better throughout the last 5 years of our life, 6 years of our life. But at that same time, I remember being challenged personally with that same thing of who's your coach going to be? So who's your coach? And I was out there just like searching, right? Internet surfing, you know, coaches, Coach Burt, you know, there's 1,000 different life coaches out there, business coaches out there at this point. It's $1 billion industry, as they say now. So we have been kind of students of John Maxwell. And, you know, if you don't know John, John's considered the number one leadership guru in the world at this point in the game. One of the focuses of that group and our group is transformational change within countries, right? So like taking these leadership values that we've applied ourselves to and taking those to political leaders within other countries like Panama, Guatemala, all over the globe, and transforming the values of leadership within those countries. And that was kind of what we stumbled on. And, you know, we were at a place where I remember reaching out to some folks and still not getting 100% buy-in. I'm like, you know, hey, we're getting ready to dive into this. It may cost us a little bit more money than we feel comfortable spending. What do you think the value is going to be for us getting into this, taking this leap of faith, which is really another principle? Like you said, Lindsay, it's that one choice that can change everything, but it's also you've got to have the courage to make that choice, because that one choice that's going to change the path is usually not going to be the choice that everybody's going to make, or the path would be much wider and the gains that you get would be much smaller because everybody's going down that road. So against some mentorship's thoughts, we took that leap and we bought into the Maxwell leadership team, Maxwell Certified Leadership Mentors Coaches. That's who Lindsay and I signed up for and went all in back in 2019. So along with that coach Derry that we're working with, the Maxwell leadership team is continuing to grow us. And we've been able to bring others into that group to help transform their leadership lives, because we believe wholeheartedly everything rises and falls on leadership. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about developing great leadership, which is based in values that helps you make the right choices for yourself, fill your cup to be bigger for other people. So we kind of ran with that Maxwell thing and continued to just take that one step, right? One step at a time.
Right. And when you think about, because I know we talked about this, it's been a while, but when you look at 2019 and then fast forward 2 years later, what that did for our business. We doubled in size, we doubled in production, and that was solely, you know, for everyone that's listening, that was solely because we dove in, and you can't pour from an empty cup. So you've got to fill yourself up so you can give to others, so you can share with others. And again, you know, to reference what David said, that's what this podcast is about, because sharing is caring, as everyone says. And so when you think about that, and I think personally what mentorship and leadership has done for our lives, why not share that, right? Why not share that with others? And that is truly what our objective is to attain through this podcast. So, David, with that being said, you know, kind of getting back to today's theme, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And I personally love this quote. When you think about that quote, to me, that is the ultimate leadership drive, right? That means I take full responsibility for myself, for my actions. And growing up, I mean, this was truly instilled within me. And I think about my mom. My mom is extremely resourceful. She has always had that leadership drive. And that was actually a habit that was instilled within me from her. She was always someone that would figure anything out. It was never a mountain that was too high to climb. It just, you might have to go a different direction. And so that is constantly been instilled within me. And you know, when you think about accountability and responsibility, they do go hand in hand, even though they are a different mindset. And when I first entered this business, of final expense, one of my business partners and mentors, Glenn, he actually shared some valuable information with me. And what he said was, if you want this thing to work, you have to go after it. And he said, I'll work for you as hard as you will work for yourself. And man, that stuck with me. That stuck with me because here is a business partner, mentor that said, hey, I will keep up right with you. I will work as hard as you work. And so talk about setting the expectations on the front side. And also, you know, when you think about that, that approach represents the high road, because a lot of times folks don't always choose the more difficult path, right? Because it's difficult. So,
right.
And I was challenged by those expectations, but I love a good challenge. And, you know, David, let me ask you, in your opinion, why is high road leadership, why is that so important?
Well, I think that the choices that you make are going to determine everywhere you go. So, you know, really just to place some context on accountability and responsibility, like you said, it is a mindset. So Lindsay and I, again, have been Maxwell Leadership coaches, mentors. Right now we're getting through John's newest book, High Road Leadership. And the context said here of accountability, what does accountability look like, right? I want you to hear this. So first and foremost, it means that you accept responsibility for the outcomes expected of you, both good or bad. You don't blame others and you don't blame the external environment. There are always things you could have done or still can do to change the outcome. Until you take responsibility, you are the victim. And being the victim is the exact opposite of being a leader. Victims are passive. They are acted upon. Leaders are active. They take initiative to influence the outcome. So again, it's real easy for everybody to, you know, good leadership is like when you hear the coach say, well, if everything goes great, it's the player's responsibility. If everything goes bad, it's my fault, right? Like when things are going good, pass that on and raise somebody else, build them up. When things are going bad, that's when it's time for you to step in and take responsibility. So that is accountability, not being the victim, taking ownership of the outcome. But like you said, Lindsay, responsibility is a very different thing. Mm-hmm. And I really think they're both just mindsets. So it's a mindset. So, you know, again, pulling out of this high road leadership, some people may think that being responsible is the same thing as being accountable. Later research shows that they are quite different mindsets. Being accountable means you are answerable and willing to accept the outcome. But being responsible goes much farther. It is the mindset that says, I am the person who must make this happen. Whether it stems from your belief system, because your boss places that expectation on you, or the best place that expectation on themselves. And Lindsay, I think that's where you said, you know, my mother showed me that example and led from the front in what accountability and responsibility looks like, right? If it's meant to be, it's up to me. It's right. Going to be on my shoulders. So we're in direct sales, right? Like if we don't go out and make it happen today, guess what? We don't get paid. So no better place, no better necessity for us to have that accountable and responsible mindset, because if we're waiting for somebody else to go make a sale that's going to pay money in our bank account, we're going to starve to death, right? So there are certain places where that mindset starts to force itself on you.
Right.
Right, Lens?
Right. Absolutely. Well, and responsibility, when you think about that, that's in the present, right? So it, each and every individual that is listening to this call in this moment, what is it that you're wanting to take responsibility for right now? Whether that be your business, you know, and maybe some of you on this call, you had a game plan January 1, and maybe it totally did an upside down twirl and you're in a polar opposite direction. It's not too late to change the direction. It's not too late. And so taking responsibility in the present and the accountability portion is really the outcome, right? The outcome at the end of the year. I'm very much a goal-driven individual. I have daily goals. I have weekly goals. I have yearly goals of what it is that I personally want to accomplish in from a team aspect as well. And so, you know, looking at what outcome do we want at the end of the year, right? It's not too late. It's the middle of July, but it's not too late to change that direction. So I want to encourage you all to think about where you started January 1, and it's okay to start over. I know it's not fun. We've all been there. We've all started over again, whether it's a health journey, trying to drink more water, reading more books, you know, ensuring that, you know, as far as spiritually, whatever that is for you, it's not too late to change.
Yeah, it's never too late, right? I guess the crossroad is, do you want to continue to take the wrong steps forward, or do you want to stop and regress and change your path? And I love the mindset. We talk about it a lot. You know, every Monday we have 52 different opportunities to change the direction of our week. And I even go further thinking we have 365 opportunities to change the direction or to double down the speed we're going if we're in the right direction, right? And that's where I think where what you got asked me kind of initially was like, why do you make these choices, right? Like we've said, it's the hard road, it's the hard path, it's against the grain, it's upstream. Why would you do that? Well, one of the big reasons why is because you separate yourself, right? Like if you want to be an above average producer or an above average earner in United States of America, you're going to have to do some things differently, right? So when you do hold yourself accountable, when you do hold yourself responsible for those outcomes, number one, you've already separated yourself from 95% of the population and you become different. Number two is that when you hold yourself accountable to these different things, you create consistency. And us being in a commission-based sales world, there's nothing better than creating consistency in your outcome, because so many people look at our world as commission-based sales as this, you know, up and down and roller highs and lows. And sometimes it's great. And then other times you're wondering what I'm going to pivot to do next. So consistency comes from accountability. And what I want to pair. So when we say, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, I want to make sure that that's also paired up with, it's never going to be done alone. Like you've got to hold yourself to that standard of, I'm the responsible one for the outcome, but you got to lock arms. Just like we talked about what propelled us in our journey, that was all these decisions along the way that we made choices to align ourselves or learn from somebody who's been there, done that, made the mistake, that's going to help me not make as many mistakes, help me go farther, faster, because we align ourselves with somebody. You know, it was said that if you want to change your direction, the most effective way to do that in the next 30 days, the most effective way to do that is get an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. Tell that person that this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do, and this is the timeline that I expect to see these results and these changes. guess what? Now it's outside of your head, which we can tell ourselves and lie to ourselves every day. So that accountability partner is one of the biggest keys to being able to continue to push, continue to do what you don't want to do. And I think that's part of the why, right? Consistency, separation. But in my opinion, Lindsay, the biggest thing I personally have experienced is when you make those choices, mm-hmm. you grow your self-worth, mm-hmm. you grow your self-respect, you now trust yourself more, you place more on yourself. So I'm going to take, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, just as far as, I'm sure we'll have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this call. And entrepreneurship, you do have to be consistent, right? Because typically you are the leader of the ship. You're the leader of the bus. You are the driver of it. So being consistent and taking responsibility is just part of that.
Yeah. And it's the hard part. Again, and you know, at the core, it comes down to those choices.
Absolutely.
And that's where we gain the respect, is when we make the choice to be accountable, to be responsible, to do what's different. I'm going to pull just a little bit more out of here before we wrap this up. And it talks about those choices and what they're going to do, because you can choose to know what you need to do, or you can choose to know to do what you may want to do. And those are usually different. But choices will lead and feelings will follow, right? Your sense of self-respect will make you more self-confident, and in turn helps you make better choices uninhibited by guilt or doubt. You know, John Wooden says, there is a choice you have to make in everything that you do. Always a choice. So keep in mind, the choice you make makes you. Each time you choose to be accountable to yourself and others, you're making yourself into a better person and a better leader. Hmm. So it all starts with the choices that we make. The choices we make us. And like you said, Linz, we get a chance to make a new choice or a different choice every day.
Absolutely. Life is all about choices. Good choices and bad choices, but it's all about choices. Absolutely.
And like we said, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, and we're the ones that make those choices every day. So which ones are we going to make?
Absolutely. Well, I am excited that this has been our first podcast. I want to thank each and every one of you that showed up and listened, and excited for next week's podcast. And thank you for tuning in.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.